This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Michelle Roe, R-O-E, date of birth 12/20/1970. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Roe, whose last visit was October 11th of 2021. She has stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and proteinuria. She did have COVID infection in October, October 8th of 2021. Symptoms lasted several weeks, up to a month, especially fatigue and cough. And she lost her taste, sense of taste and smell, and those have not returned fully yet. But she is feeling much better this month and has been fully vaccinated prior to having COVID. No current shortness of breath or cough, no dyspnea on exertion, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Her weight is unchanged, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no incontinence, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the losartan, 100 milligram once daily. Also, Maxide, 50 milligram daily. She's on Basaglar, Trulicity, Toprol, Actos, Glimepiride, Crestor, Singulair, Flonase nasal spray, Allegra, Tylenol for arthritis, and vitamin D3. Physical exam, her weight is 260 pounds, blood pressure 124 over 68. The patient's color is good. She's alert and oriented, cheerful, pleasant, cooperative, and she's in no physical distress on the video. In labs, most recent lab studies were done March 30th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.0. That's slightly improved. The previous two levels were 1.1. Estimated GFR is 58, albumin 4.3, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin 11.7, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, proteinuria, and diabetic nephropathy. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.